Good afternoon, Catherine. I am here at the Kiwanis Park in Hickory. Behind me, nearly 350 volunteers are working in shifts today and tomorrow. They began putting up the frames for the swing and a 50-foot hill slide this morning. Lots of smiles and people working together to build the Zara Baker All Children's Playground. Zara's favorite colors were pink and purple, and it was really hard finding playground equipment in pink, as you can imagine. So the dominant color here is purple, and we have bright green, blue, and orange, and dozens of organizations, community members, businesses have donated money for this playground. We've got food and music here keeping the volunteers going, and they will be here until 5 o'clock today. I will have more details about the playground being built in Zara's name during All Things Considered. Carrie Brown, WFED News in Hickory. Good afternoon, Catherine. This is very exciting to see the development since early this morning. The swings are almost complete. They include a wheelchair platform swing, which, as you know, Zara was a cancer survivor who wore a prosthetic leg and hearing aids. And this Zara Baker All Children's Playground is designed to meet the needs of every child. It also includes a rock block climber, music panels, and other equipment where children use braille and sensory activities to play. A 50-foot slide will go in tomorrow. And volunteers, they're wearing pink wristbands, Zara's favorite color, in memory of her, and also t-shirts that say Team Zara with her picture smiling in the front, her face, and in the back has all of the volunteers listed, organizations that have donated money to this project. And, you know, many volunteers here are from ages from 15 to 70 years old. I've interviewed people and talked with them, and some people didn't know Zara. They just knew her story and were really inspired to come out here and be a part of this build. And Little Girl touched so many people. Other people say they'd like to see awareness brought to all types of abuse. It's amazing how fast this playground is going up. It actually won't be open to the public until mid-May. There will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at that point, and they'll finish some landscaping and other fine touches.
Carrie, I know there was a lot of painting and hammering going on today. So did you jump into the build?
I did pick up a paintbrush and helped a little in the pavilion area. I'm trying to stay out of the way. A lot of equipment is being moved in, of course, to get that playground up in 2 days. But it's just really exciting to be there and humbling and just seeing everybody with all different skill sets pitching in to do something. And it's just a really great feeling.
Great. Well, Carrie, thanks so much, and so glad you're down there.
You're welcome. Thanks, Catherine.